You are listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. We should let you know that the White House Coronavirus Task Force is expected to hold a briefing later this hour. You can watch that live on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, and we will have full coverage in our news breaks at the top of the hour on All Things Considered and throughout the day. Now back to the conversation. Well, you know, this morning I jumped on my iPad and was surprised that I could not get internet access, and there was a new server error message that I'd never seen before. There's an unprecedented amount of activity online, and we wondered where the choke points of data on the World Wide Web could develop. We reached out to Fred Rohde, president of DR Fortress. The company is the only commercial internet exchange and the largest data center and cloud service provider in Hawaii. It handles clients like AT&T, Hawaiian Tel, and Spectrum. Rohde tells us there are so many areas where things could get overstressed. He's already seen networks moving sluggishly this month because there is so much volume on our systems at one time.
We actually were struggling with WebEx, so we're in talks with Cisco to see if we can get a WebEx node out here. We're trying to talk to Zoom to do the same thing because the schools haven't got back in yet, but they're going to be using WebEx and Zoom. So if we can get a node out here, hopefully that will alleviate some of the congestion on the internet going to the mainland and back. And then I was on a call with the governor and whatnot, and the first time I called in, it was all circuits were busy. So I think lots of people using the phone systems and the internet, we're going to hear some drop-offs here and there, and some people might not be able to get in because they'll maybe reach the limits, but for the most part, it actually did pretty good. The schools haven't gotten, they haven't been doing their telecommunicating yet for all the classes. That's what I'm fearful is going to break. But I know we were using WebEx just for our normal call within our company, and we were having some issues. So I'm sure it functioned, but again, some people had trouble getting in. But once you're in, it was working fine.
Well, we're in uncharted territories because we've never had this kind of volume all at one time. You've got so many people that are working remotely. And I just know in my time in TV news, let's say when we were going to do our live shots and our pack relied on cell phone batteries. And they said, well, yeah, it'll work great as long as you're not in a crowd and everybody's not on the cell phones. You're just stressing the system.
Oh, there's several different points that can get congested, right? So in your scenario with the cell phone, if you're in a specific area, the cell towers can only handle so much load. So if you spread all that out, you know, across many different towers, it's fine. But once you get everybody in one location and they all hit, you know, the same device all at the same time, it starts to hit its limits. So that's going to happen in different areas. You know, you're going to be in your neighborhood, and maybe your ISP is going to hit certain limits in the neighborhood. You know, we used to see that when people would go home and all the kids would start to game and get on Netflix. Well, now it's not just when you go home. It's going to be, you know, when you work remote and when the kids actually start to do their distance learning. And the internet's going to get hit in your neighborhood. It could be your neighborhood that actually slows down, you know, because most of that traffic used to be with the businesses, and there'll be less with the businesses, so the core backbone should be fine. It's just, you know, pockets here and there, just like that cell tower, you know, analogy where too many people are hitting that one device all at the same time, it could get saturated. The other thing that can happen is, you know, the WebEx and the Zooms of the world, you know, they could start to get crushed, and so they could have performance issues as well. So that's the one thing that we're trying to reach out to them to have them do an edge node in Hawaii for, you know, WebEx and Zoom and maybe Google to see if they could, you know, alleviate, you know, you hitting one location and having those servers overloaded, spreading that out. And they've been doing that for years, and Hawaii's usually last on their list because, you know, they don't even see us as a tier two market. But hopefully we can, you know, we're going to be offering some free stuff for them so that they can at least, you know, drop into Hawaii any type of device that they can help, you know, alleviate these saturated nodes that they're, you know, we're going to be hitting from Hawaii.
So explain that term, node.
So there's different pieces of equipment. There's a router that's involved, you know, that does the negotiation of where the internet traffic needs to go. And then there's servers that actually hold the content, and then there's switches that, you know, so all of that equipment we call a node or a POP, a point of presence. So there's different companies that already do that. Like Google does that, Facebook does that. There's another company called Akamai. And so, like, when you're trying to get to something popular on YouTube, you're actually not hitting Google on the mainland. You're hitting Google, like, in our data center, because they do what's called a content distribution network. And they take that content, anything popular in Hawaii, make you hit the servers in Hawaii, and we just happen to be their home.
No,
many companies do that. Facebook, Microsoft. There's a company called Akamai that does it for your iOS updates. So, like, when you're updating your Apple phone, you're not actually getting that from Cupertino in California, because if everybody around the planet tried to, you know, download all one time, they would blow up. There's just not enough bandwidth and enough servers to do that. So what they do is they cache it. They take a portion of that and they push it into the neighborhoods around the world, so you're hitting it locally, and it's able to handle all of the, you know, millions of users doing the updates. So that's what we're trying to do with WebEx and with Zoom and with Google, to have them increase their nodes and localize their nodes in Hawaii, so that when everybody's doing it, not just UH, that it actually functions properly.
Now, when I talked to UH's chief technology officer, he was giving the example of the Eddie Aikau surf meet, where everybody tried to go, you know, live stream at the same time, and it crashed. It's the same kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. It's if you're not prepared for it, and most of the systems aren't, you know, they're built on demand. As the demand is there, then you start building out these edge nodes in markets where it matters, right? And so Hawaii, we have some of those edge nodes, but for these you know, collaboration tools, we don't have most of them doing it to the edge. It's just been doing it at a central location. Some of them use you know, the West Coast, and some of them use distributed throughout the continental U.S., but they don't have necessarily collaboration nodes in Hawaii. And that's what we're trying to help with before all the schools go back, because we don't know how long this is going to last. Hopefully we'll turn the corner quickly, but right now we have the stay-at-home order till April 30th, with it could go longer. That's a lot of people that are working remote.
And it is kind of staggering when you think it's not just Hawaii. It's, you know, all of the USA and the whole world is working remotely.
Yeah. I mean, if we would have known investing in Zoom stock, would have been awesome.
So, you know, we hear that term surfing the net. I mean, wow, we're really going to see a tsunami as far as, like, users jumping on everywhere.
Yeah, we talked to Netflix. We're hoping to get a cash note here, so that hopefully that will alleviate some of the traffic. But again, it's not necessarily going to be at the server or the node itself. It could be in your neighborhood that clogs up. So when you're working, tell your family not to be gaming or getting on Netflix while you're working, because that'll definitely affect you. And if you're trying to use a collaboration tool, or you're doing a, you know, some type of video conference, you'll definitely feel your video degrade or your voice degrade if somebody else is here, because it happened in your house as well. If you don't have a wireless router that's can handle lots of traffic, or your bandwidth that you're buying from your ISP is not enough bandwidth, and multiple users on it can definitely have an impact just in your own home.
So there are lots of choke points, lots of areas where things could go wrong, and it's hard to say what's happening.
Correct.
Okay, I mean, you might see it where you live, in the universe where you live, as you see all this data come in and go, but to the average person at home, all you'll see is what, maybe, oh, server not responding, or something like that.
Yeah, the circle of death just spinning around in your screen, and you don't know what's going on. Yeah, sometimes it's going to either be the server's not working, or it could be that the network is clogged somewhere along the line between you and that server. But there's lots of different things that can slow you down.
What about maintenance? How do we fit that in when everybody's on all the time?
They just do. I mean, sometimes they'll do emergency maintenance if they found a bug, or maybe they're doing an upgrade, and then they'll sometimes they'll notify you, sometimes they won't. You just got to kind of deal with it. And sometimes you can jump on different networks, right? You can use your, you know, if your ISP is having maintenance or they're having an outage, you can use your cell phone to do a hotspot. But having a backup of something, if you're using Zoom, have a backup of WebEx or Uber Conference, or, you know, that kind of thing. But I know Microsoft has their Teams thing that they launched. Some people are using FaceTime. So there's different, you know, products that you can use. We have a bunch of different ones because, again, sometimes one is not working as well as others because they're just getting bombarded. But having multiple backups if you're, you know, working remote is going to be key, because, again, like you said, if they're doing an update or upgrade, they take down the servers to do a patch or whatever, having an alternative is going to be key, or you're going to just have to postpone whatever you had, or you're going to get dropped. It is going to be what it is, and we'll figure it out along the way because, again, this is unprecedented amount of people that are going to jump on the Internet.
So a big test. University of Hawaii will be working the bugs in their system this week, but then there are lots of private schools and other folks that will be also getting on probably in another week or so. So that's going to be the test.
Yeah, I think April.
What about the businesses? What about the businesses and state government? You know, like we saw the overload at the unemployment office, and they thought they were ready going into it, but they weren't.
Yeah, so they're trying. You don't know how big of a pipe to buy, and then usually the speed of the internet you need to have at your location. You don't know if you're expecting just a handful of people or everybody at one time. I know they're going to online for the unemployment, mm-hmm. and then they saw a spike in that. So we'll see how that fares.
Yeah, they're getting slammed.
Again, servers are getting slammed. The bandwidth is getting slammed. You can't prepare for this because nobody knew that this was going to be this devastating in terms of our hospitality economy, and, you know, more are coming because, you know, Hawaiian Airlines diminished their long-haul capacity mm-hmm. to anywhere far, and that's a lot of people there. I know they haven't furloughed anybody, but they've been asking them to voluntarily do it. There's the hotels, and then everybody that supports the hotels. I mean, just Waikiki alone is going to be, I know I was there probably 3 weeks ago, and I was taking my investors to Halekulani from the airport. It took me 20 minutes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday, and that was before everything happened. So it had already been diminished, and so this is just like a rapid pace.
That was Fred Rote, president of DR Fortress, talking about the congestion some people may be experiencing with so many people working remotely and so many students beginning to transition to distance learning. We did check with the University of Hawaii this week, and we're told so far no major crashes. But Rody says the real test may be when private and public schools jump on next month.